to the Constitution of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Absolutely, Alderman Linsky. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton Board of Aldermen for Tuesday, January the 18th. Before we get started, if I could, I apologize. I'd like to ask my colleagues to please rise for a moment of silence in honor of Jerry Adams, who was a member of the Economic Development Commission, the Comprehensive Planning Advisory Committee, and the Newton Center Task Force, a wonderful Newton activist who passed away recently. So I'd ask for a moment of silence in his honor. Thank you. Just so our colleagues are aware, there is some correspondence on your desk. You do have a copy of the 2011 municipal election calendar that was given to us just a little bit ago. We will have that item is on second call, which is so that folks know that that is on their desks. Please be aware that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. And as you are all aware, the mayor will be joining us after first call to give his State of the City address. At this time, I would like to recognize the chairman for our first call of reports. I'd like to recognize the chairman of the Land Use Committee, Alderman Hesmahan.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report of the Land Use Committee tonight begins on page 5 of the report's docket. Docket item number 111, Frost Motors, Inc., seeking an auto license renewal for 2011. Docket number 3-11, Auburndale Service Center, LLC, DBA, Auburndale Mobile, seeking an auto license renewal. These are all auto license renewals for 2011. Number 5-11, Paragon Global Partners, Inc., and number 6-11, Regan, Inc. These were all approved by a vote of 6-0. Continuing on to page 6 of the report's docket, docket item number 350-10, PR Realty Trust, Peggy Robart Trustee, petition for a special permit, site plan approval, and extension of a nonconforming structure to expand an existing two-family dwelling into a three-family dwelling, to waive one parking space, and to waive the required driveway access of 12 feet at 175 Elgin Road, Ward 6, on land in a district zone single residence 2. That item was there was a public hearing held and closed, and the item was approved by a vote of 6-0. All other items were held. However, I would like to be recognized to assign public hearing.
Please do so, Alderman Hesmahan.
Thank you, Mr. President. On page 14 of the docket, the first item actually is a public hearing to be reassigned for February 15, 2011. It was previously assigned to February 8th. It is docket item number 7-11, Charles River Country Club, Inc., petition for a special permit site plan approval and to extend a nonconforming use to create a short game practice area for its members and guests in a currently unimproved portion of an existing golf course. No buildings or structures are involved at 483 Dedham Street, Ward 8, on land in a district zone single residence 1. And public hearings to be assigned for February 15, 2011 also include docket item number 137-2, parens 2, Sherrod S. Gambier, petition for a special permit site plan approval for an accessory apartment in an existing detached structure to locate three parking spaces closer than 5 feet from the street, one of which would be located within the front setback, and to locate a 6.5-foot retaining wall in the side setback at 298 through 300 Adams Street, Ward 1, on land known as SEC 12 Block 2, Lot 9C, containing approximately 11,529 square feet of land in District Zone Multi-Residence 1. Also to be assigned for public hearing on February 15, 2011, docket item number 23-11, new singular wireless by AT&T Mobility petition for a special permit site plan approval to extend a nonconforming structure for the addition of three wireless communication antennas to an existing monopole at 30 through 36 Border Street, Ward 3, West Newton, on land known as SBL 33-1524, containing approximately 14,000 1,458 square feet of land in the district zoned manufacturing. That is the report of the Land Use Committee. I would, however, like to remind the committee members and the board that we do have a meeting on Thursday night. That is January 20th. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, we have the Zoning and Planning Committee, chaired by Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The committee report begins on page 6. However, there's only one item to report out this evening, and I would like a suspension of the rules so that I may request that Candace stand so that we can acknowledge her appointment after I read the item.
Absolutely.
Okay. Docket item 18-11, His Honor the Mayor requesting the confirmation of Candace Havens as the Director of Planning and Development effective January 1st, 2011, pursuant to Section 3-3 of the City Charter. Candace?
Congratulations, Ken.
And all other items were held. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, we have the Programs and Services Committee, chaired by Alderman Sangiolo.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 7. The first item to report out is item number 372-10, Superintendent Fleischman requesting the vote of the Board of Aldermen to complement the vote of the School Committee to authorize the Superintendent of Schools to refresh the current statements of interest for 2011 to the Mass School Building Authority by January 26, 2011 for the following schools: Anger, Bigelow, Burr, Cabot, Brown, Countryside, F.A. Day, Franklin, Horace Mann, Ward, Lincoln Elliott, Mason Rice, Pierce, Underwood, and Zervis. That was approved by a vote of 7-0. The next item is continued on the next page, page 8, 372-10, parens 2, Superintendent Fleischman requesting the vote of the Board of Aldermen to complement the vote of the School Committee to authorize the Superintendent of Schools to refresh the current statement of interest for 2011 to the Mass School Building Authority by January 26, 2011, designating Anger Elementary School as a top priority school for the City of Newton. That was approved by a vote of 7-0. The next item is item number 91-10, parens 4, reappointment by His Honor the Mayor requesting an extension of Linda Walsh as the Interim Commissioner of Health and Human Services effective January 1st, 2011, pursuant to Section 3-6 of the City Charter. That was approved 7-0. The next item was held. And the final item to report out is item number 371-10, His Honor the Mayor requesting that the Board of Aldermen accept the Mass General Laws, Chapter 40, Section 8J, and establish by ordinance a commission on disabilities in the City of Newton. That was approved by a vote of 7-0. All other items were held.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Oh, and a second call.
Yeah, you have one item on second call. Thank you. Next, we have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee, chaired by Alderman Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 9. 364-10, is under the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend the sum of $118,500 from the Reserve for Debt funded project for the purpose of creating a secure entrance to the Police Department lobby. That was voted 5-0-1. The next is 22-11, Jim DiNello, Traffic Council Chair, providing the 2010 annual report on the work of the Traffic Council during the 2010 fiscal year. That was approved 7-0. And the last item is 135-10, and this was broken up in two different parts, A and B. So Ward 4 Alderman appealing denial of Traffic Council decision TC 42-09, voted on April 29, 2010. Alderman Heine, Sangiolo, Gentile requesting a study for possible traffic calming measures to regulate speed on the following streets: West Pine Street, Melrose Avenue near the Auburndale Cove Playground and parking lot, and B, requesting turning restrictions from Lexington Street into Stanford Street during rush hour or any other means to reduce cut-through commuter traffic on the surrounding streets, Stanford, West Pine, and Melrose. Again, that was split up in two sections. Section A was voted no action necessary, 6-0, and B, the trial was approved for the Stanford Street turn restriction, 3-2-1, and that concludes the report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, we have the Public Facilities Committee, chaired by Alderman Schnipper.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 10. Some of you might have noticed that 372.10 and 372.10 parens 2 were initially on second call when we entered the chamber. The reason that they were taken off of second call is that they were on second call because we wanted the school committee to take its vote before the board did, and I have been assured that they have done that. 372-10, Superintendent Fleischman requesting the vote of the Board of Aldermen to complement the vote of the school committee to authorize the superintendent of schools to refresh the current statements of interest for 2011 to the Mass School Building Authority by January 26, 2011 for the following schools: Anger, Bigelow, Burr, Cabot, Brown, Countryside, F.A. Day, Franklin, Horace Mann, Ward, Lincoln Elliott, Mason Rice, Pierce, Underwood, and Zervis. That was approved 6-0. 372-10, parens 2, Superintendent Fleischman requesting the vote of the Board of Aldermen to complement the vote of the school committee to authorize the superintendent of schools to refresh the current statement of interest for 2011 to the Massachusetts School Building Authority by January 26, 2011, designating Anger Elementary School as the top priority school for the city of Newton. That was approved 6-0. Continuing on page 11. 311-10, His Honor the Mayor requesting an appropriation in the amount of $3,035,000 from bonded indebtedness for the purpose of funding the FY 2011 Capital Improvement Plan. C, City Hall Windows Repair Replacement for $125,000. I'd like to request the suspension of the rules to make certain that D, the purchase of heavy vehicle equipment, that I would like to substitute the finance report, which lowered the amount from the amount that was approved by Public Facilities. So I'd like the
Chair of Public
Report to be together.
The Chair of Public Facilities has requested a suspension of the rules to substitute the Finance Committee report for the Public Facilities report. Is that correct?
Yes.
I have a motion made and seconded. All those in favor will say aye. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it.
Thank you. I'd like to poll the committee to replace the $300,000 that we had approved by the finance number of $265,000. Those in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Three.
Sorry, Mr. President, 7. Thank you very much. Part E, the Newton Public Schools roof repairs at $810,000. Part F, Newton Public Schools masonry repairs at $450,000. G, Newton Public Schools boiler replacements for $350,000. H, Newton Public Schools rooftop and exhaust unit replacements, $100,000. I, Newton Public Schools window and door replacements for $500,000. Those were approved 6-0. Continuing on page 11, 366-10, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend the sum of $500,000 from parking meter receipts reserve fund for the purpose of supplementing the city's annual Chapter 90 highway funding allocation. That was approved 6-0. 204-10, Commissioner of Public Works on behalf of NSTAR, petitioning for a grant of location to relocate pole 128-6 to the opposite side of Elm Road, a distance of approximately 50 feet. That was voted no action necessary, 5-1. All other items were held.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, I'd like to recognize the Chairman of the Finance Committee, Alderman Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee report begins on page 12. The first item was 362-10. His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $140,000 from FY11 budget reserve to supplement the unemployment account in human resources. That item was approved by a vote of 5 in favor with 1 abstention. Next item was 364-10, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $118,500 from the Reserve for Debt-Funded Projects for the purpose of creating a secure entrance in the police department lobby. That item was approved by a vote of 7-0. Next item, 366-10, is honor the mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $500,000 from parking meter receipts reserve fund for the purpose of supplementing the city's annual Chapter 90 highway funding allocation. That was approved by a vote of 7-0. 311-10, the FY 2011 capital improvement plan, paren C, the City Hall windows repair and replacement of $125,000. This was approved by a vote of 7-0. Purchase of heavy vehicle equipment, D. This was approved as amended by down to $265,000. It was approved by a vote of 6 in favor with 1 abstention. And the following items, I'll go through them individually. Parens E, Newton Public Schools roof repairs, $810,000. It says approved 8-0 with one person not voting, so I'm not sure of what the actual vote was, because we don't have 9 members on the committee. So, Alderman Friedman, do you remember if you were, I believe you were there for all those votes, right? All right, so I'm reporting these. I believe they were all 8-0 votes. So it was roof repairs for $810,000, masonry repairs for the Newton Public Schools, $450,000, boiler replacements, Newton Public Schools, $350,000, rooftop and exhaust unit replacements for the Newton Public Schools, $100,000, and the last item, window and door replacements, once again, Newton Public Schools, $500,000, just so everyone knows how much we love our schools. All of those were approved by a vote of 8-0. Last item, 360.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, I think the actual vote was 7-0. We had one member absent that night. Okay. I think it was 7-0.
That's right, Alderman Salvucci was not there. So all of those votes were 7-0, with Alderman Friedman voting on all of the items. Thank you. And the last item is 363-09, Alderman Sangiola requesting a discussion to increase the tobacco seller license fee. I believe there is a similar item, so that's why this was recommended as no action necessary by a vote of 6-0. And I would move the report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next we have the Real Property Reuse Committee chaired by Alderman Danberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report.
Alderman Danberg, you do have a, on the docket on page 16, there is a late filed item that you will have to request suspension of the rules so that it can be referred to committee tonight on first call. You see that on the bottom of page 33-11?
32-11 on page 16, yes.
33-11.
33-11, the last item on the page.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes,
I would like to request a suspension of the rules, please.
Alderman Danberg has asked for a suspension of the rules to accept a late filed item so it can be referred to committee this evening. The motion is made and seconded. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please do so.
Thank you. The item is 33-11, Commissioner of Public Works declaring surplus for sale or lease a city-owned right-of-way located at 145 to 147 Chapel Street in Nonantum.
And that concludes.
And may I have, we're accepting the...
Yes, it will be referred on first call.
Thank you.
To part of the docket. Thank you. Next, we have the Post Audit and Oversight Committee chaired by Alderman Swiston.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report.
Thank you. And last, we have the Committee on Community Preservation chaired by Alderman Albright.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report. And may I just tell the committee that there will be no meeting at the end of this month.
Okay. Thank you very much. I don't see any other items on first call. Before we wrap up, I'd like to recognize Alderman Linsky.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to announce and make sure that all members and all the members of the public know that the Long Range Plan Committee is meeting next Wednesday, the 26th, beginning at 7 p.m. There's going to be a presentation on business improvement districts that may be of interest to folks. I also want to report that the resolution that the board approved relative to the economic development self-assessment tool is accepted by, it's been applied for by the city and is on its way back and will be done. So hopefully we will be able to move forward on that, and we'll probably take that up a little further next month. The last thing, Mr. President, just for the record, on docket items 372-10, both in the print, part of the reason that was originally placed on second call was to have it reported in some form or fashion that the school could be took action on those items since these were complimentary votes. Is there anything that reflects in the record that the school department, the school committee did in fact take a vote for which our vote is the following and complimentary vote?
Do you want something officially in writing?
Well, is there anything, no, I'm just saying, the record should reflect that the school committee, if we voted in committee in advance of the school committee voting, and part of the reason we did that was because by the time we met tonight, they would have voted, but
that was reported out by the chair of public facilities.
The school committee voted? Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Sigur, I didn't catch that part. But thank
you. That's probably why we're all looking at you so quizzically.
I see.
Are you through?
I guess so.
Thank you, Mr. Alderman. Appreciate that. Okay. If there's no other business on first call this evening, I would ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Alderman Albright.
I vote aye with the exception of 204-10 on page 11, which I vote no.
Alderman Baker.
Aye.
Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
I, with the exception of item number 135-10 on page 9, on which I vote no.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman.
Aye.
Alderman Friedman.
Aye. The exception of item 135-10 on page 9, on which I vote no.
Alderman Fuller.
I, with the exception of 135-10, parens B, on page 9, for which I vote no.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hess-Mahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill.
Aye.
Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci. Alderman Sangiolo.
Aye.
Alderman Schnipper.
Aye.
Alderman Shapiro.
Aye.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 23 yeas with one absent on all items except item 204-10, where the vote is 22 yeas, one nay, and one absent, and item 135-10, where the vote is 20 yeas, three nays, and one absent.
Okay, all items on first call carry. At this time, we only have one item on second call, but I would ask for a suspension of the rules to forego recess so that we could ask the mayor to please join us to give his State of the City address. The motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. At this time, what I would like to do is ask Alderman Friedman to chair an escort committee made up of Alderman Swiston, Fuller, and Crossley to please head to the mayor's office and get him so that he could be escorted in to give his State of the City address. As we mentioned, we have many members of our city staff here this evening, many department heads. I'd like to thank you all for being here tonight. I'd also like to recognize some of our colleagues in government on the school committee. I see our chair, Claire Sokoloff, is here, along with Jonathan Yeo, Matt Hills, Margie Ross-Dector, Kurt Kusiak. Did I miss anybody? No? And I see former colleague Alderman Rick Lipoff is here and joined us this evening. So thank you all for being here. I did mention the department heads, but I think I'd like to take 1 second to recognize Fire Chief Joe LaCroix, who has announced his retirement from the City of Newton after, should I say how many years, Chief? 39 and a half years of dedicated service to our city. So I'd like to give him a round of applause if we could. apologize, Chief. I didn't know they were all going to stand. I would have had you come up front. You're too short. We couldn't see you. For the TV. Well, just so they could see him on TV. At this time, I'd like to recognize my colleague, Alderman Friedman.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce the Mayor of the City of Newton, the Honorable Betty
Good evening, everyone. It's great to be with you on this snowy Newton evening. Before I share my remarks with you, I do want to acknowledge the most important person in my life, my wife, Cassie, who is here. Cassie, were it not for her, I would not be able to do all the things that I do. Thank you. And I repeatedly apologize to the school committee and our superintendent for adding yet another child this spring to the Newton Public School System. We look forward to having both of our children there. I want to acknowledge President Lennon and the Board of Aldermen, department heads that are here, and I'd also like to acknowledge the school committee members that are here, my colleagues in government, the chair of the school committee, Claire Sokoloff, school committee member Jonathan Yeo, school committee member Matt Hills, school committee member Margie Ross-Dechter, and school committee member Kurt Kuziak. Thank you so much for your leadership and your dedication to the public schools. It's great to have you here. Just over a year ago, I stood before you and spoke of the significant challenges our community faced. Addressing our structural deficit while making much-needed investment in crumbling infrastructure, maintaining our commitment to excellence in our public schools, and changing the tone of our discourse. Tonight, I'm pleased to report that while we still have much work to do, we have made significant progress on each of these goals, and most importantly, we have laid an important foundation for the work ahead. Throughout last year and moving forward, we have taken a four-pronged approach. First, we've looked for new revenue wherever we could responsibly find it. Here in Newton, we have limited opportunities for economic development, but we have made significant progress on two exciting projects already. Chestnut Hill Square was unanimously approved by the board and will add immeasurable both to our tax base and to the vitality of our community, thanks in no small measure to the efforts of Alderman Ted Esmahan. And work on Needham Street is finally moving forward as well. When I took office, prospects for development there looked dim. We had no funding for design that I believe must precede any effective development. We lobbied MassDOT to work on the roadway and began earnest conversations with the town of Needham. The state took notice and agreed to complete the design work, a value of nearly $500,000, and I am optimistic that we will have even more progress to report this year. Much deserved credit for both of these projects go to Candace Havens, newly appointed Director of Planning, and Bob Rooney, our intrepid Chief Operating Officer. Of course, we all know that we can't grow our way to fiscal health here in Newton, so we have looked to build trust, confidence, and efficiency in government by zero-basing everything we do. Challenging our assumptions and our old ways of doing things in order to improve service while lowering costs. In addition, we have begun implementing performance management, creating a culture of excellence throughout City Hall. This means mapping every one of our processes, measuring how well we perform, holding ourselves accountable to clear and compelling measures, and improving every day on everything we do. Finally, we have begun honest and open conversations with all stakeholders, including our municipal unions, about our current condition, our future if we don't change, and the need to reduce long-term expenses. I've asked those participating in our bargaining discussions to come back to me with proposals for moving Newton forward in a financially responsible way, and those conversations, thanks in part to the leadership of Tom Lopez and Michael Zillis in their capacity of co-chairs of the Insurance Advisory Committee, have been ongoing and quite productive. Let me stop and say that it has become fashionable in politics to promote the notion of good government at the expense of public sector unions. I do not subscribe to this theory, because good government happens because of excellence in our public sector unions, not despite it. I walk these halls every day. I speak to our staff, not just managers, but firefighters, police officers, teachers, maintenance workers, and I know they are as committed as I am to this community. We will not forsake collective bargaining to score cheap political points. We will not dishonor our hardworking employees by blaming them for poor management decisions of the past. But we will ask them to work in partnership with us to right our financial ship. I want to take a few minutes to elaborate on some of these points by providing some detail around several of the tangible accomplishments members of my staff have brought about, working closely with our school committee and Board of Aldermen, as well as countless private citizens. Last year, as you all know, we delivered a budget that was balanced and responsible, one that begins a multi-year process of getting Newton's fiscal house in order. Unlike most municipalities, that budget called for no police officer, no firefighter, and no teacher to be laid off. We engaged in active discussions, detailed working sessions with the Alderman and our finance chair, Lenny Gentile, before even submitting a final budget. And I'm pleased to say that that budget passed without change in record time, more than 2 weeks ahead of schedule. This year, we intend to present a balanced budget, one which will require nearly $9 million in savings. And again, we will focus on the priorities of our residents, educating our children, protecting residents and their property, maintaining our public buildings and spaces. We could not do this without people like Sandy Gurney, the school's chief administrative officer, who found the money last year to help us save teachers' jobs, or Maureen Lemieux, our new CFO, who is bringing a laser-like focus to every aspect of our budget using a zero-based approach, questioning everything we do, every penny we spend money on. She has already found hundreds of thousands of dollars in common sense savings while improving rather than degrading city services. Take the changes she's made in Treasury, putting tax information online, providing immediate access to those seeking mortgages and refinancing while drastically reducing the number of phone calls coming in to City Hall. Freeing up that manpower has enabled us to eliminate the six-week backlog we had on posting payments and to realize more than $100,000 in additional interest annually. Currently, Maureen is bringing the same approach to our largest operations like maintenance, and I'm certain we can see similar improvements everywhere. Thank you, Maureen. Or the examples set by Donald and Khan, who reorganized our law department, brought a level of strategic thinking to our response to potential litigation, worked openly and honestly with disputants, and staved off contentious court cases. Most recently, Donald Lynn did what I expect every city manager to do: ask whether we are better served by using outside experts or, in the case with labor law, bringing the expertise in-house. We now have a labor attorney on staff, and as a result, we expect to save more than $150,000 annually on outside counsel fees. Thank you, Donna Lynn. Or take the work of our new Chief Procurement Officer, Rose Durham. Working hand-in-hand with our new Performance Management Director, Nancy Forrester, they are looking to save more than $250,000 annually by putting everything out to bid, combining and standardizing for bulk purchase where possible, getting bids out early in the cycle before the cheapest contractors have signed elsewhere for the season, and securing prop payment discounts. Nancy helped identify the opportunities. I encourage each and every one of you to visit the conference room Nancy has taken over as process mapping space. But Rose's firm and close management of the process, her heightened sense of accountability to the taxpayers of this community, will enable us to fully realize the benefits. And finally, there is the work of Josh Morse, Director of Facilities Management. Working closely with Jonathan Cantar and Alderman Deb Crossley, he's overseeing the implementation of the Noresco energy savings suggestions at 12 municipal buildings. We are replacing old air handling units with new ones that heat and cool more efficiently, utilizing fluorescent, long-lasting light bulbs and motion-sensored lighting systems, weather-stripping buildings for better insulation, and employing energy management systems that allow us to better understand and manipulate heating and cooling. Newton has already been recognized as one of the greenest communities in the Commonwealth. But we know we can do more to save our environment and our cost. Each one of these accomplishments, while impressive on its own merits, speaks volumes about the kind of public-private commitment to excellence, service, and leadership we have exhibited here in our city. As I said on Inauguration Day, we are a community of great wealth and talent. And over the past year, we've put that wealth and talent to use in meaningful ways. But I also want to speak about a less tangible accomplishment: the change in the tone in our discourse. As many of you know, I first decided to run for mayor in Newton here in 2008. At that time, I saw a city whose residents had lost confidence in local government. Important decisions were getting bogged down in process, and the tone and tenor of our discourse had become poison. Just this past week, our president reminded us that only a more civil and honest public discourse can help us face up to the challenges of our nation in a way that would make those who lost their lives proud. Over the past year, I have dedicated myself to governing in a way that changes that tone. That has meant reaching out to residents, all residents, not just the ones who regularly contribute. It means responding to questions openly and honestly, and most importantly, it means asking residents from every part of this city, every village, every perspective, from every demographic, and every point of view, to work collaboratively and civilly with one another, and with my team, and the school committee, and the Board of Aldermen, to generate the best solutions to our problems and move the city we all love forward again. We have brought a new level of openness and responsiveness to all aspects of city government. We initiated sit-downs with our local paper, The Tap, a monthly call-in program, and biweekly office hours. As we prepared the FY11 budget, we held 8 town hall meetings and 6 sessions with the Board of Aldermen to seek input. And we repeated this process, holding widespread and candid conversation as a community about our capital improvement plans. Over the next year, we will be bringing Newton Serves to every village, encouraging area councils to take shape, adding new talent and energy to our boards and commissions, and we will again hold working sessions with our board and town hall meetings with our residents. I am thrilled that the school committee and the superintendent have now scheduled a budget forum to share the significant challenges we face on the school side, a more than $6 million gap to close. Make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, finding the money we need will be very difficult. But as I have often said, I am prepared to make tough decisions. But I cannot and will not sacrifice our children's education because, as the governor recently said, young people get their chance now and don't have the option to sit out their education until the recession is over. I believe more strongly than ever that this means emphasizing what happens in the classroom. Nothing is more important. We cannot build state-of-the-art buildings and then leave those buildings devoid of what really makes a difference in children's education. We must ensure that our schools attract, develop, and retain quality teachers and pay them a fair wage. We must make certain that our class sizes are as small as possible across the board and that our curricula promotes skills like critical and creative thinking as well as collaborative and inventive problem solving. We must attract and retain the most creative, energetic, and proactive school leadership we can. These principles develop and inspire teachers who make a difference and set the tone inside every school building that emphasizes learning. Everything else we spend money on, everything else must be zero-based. This means examining every program, every cost element, including our health care costs. Everything must be on the table, including how we actually implement the mandates the state requires. There can be no sacred cows. We have found millions of dollars savings in municipal services, and I will spend as much time as I have to over the next months to ensure that together, school committee, administration, teachers' union, we find the money we must to close the budget gap. I want to end tonight by talking about dogs. When I first took office a little more than a year ago, I talked about the fact that sometimes our passion here in Newton keeps us from hearing one another, that conflicting views now and again turn personal, and rhetoric becomes venomous. I pointed out that we demand excellence in our public schools and argue with unparalleled fervor about our dog parks. I'm pleased today to say that here in Newton, I believe we have taken that lesson to heart. And no better example than with the work led by Bob DeRubis on off-leash areas. Bob solicited the help of off-leash foe and friend alike, forming a working group. They developed criteria for the areas and a process for approving them that is open and transparent. Last year, we argued bitterly about one temporary location. Today, we have made Cold Springs Park a permanent off-leash area and 5 new locations open in the spring. It's only because of the great wealth and talent we have here in Newton, the elected officials who serve so selflessly, the residents who volunteer countless hours, my tireless staff, with special recognition to Megan Costello, who lives close by only because I told her she couldn't sleep in the office. It's only because of your passion and commitment to this great community that I can say the state of the city is very good. We have significant challenges ahead, and we all know that. But I am optimistic that we have what it takes to meet those challenges as a community. Thank you very much.
Thank the mayor for joining us this evening and providing his first State of the City address. At this time, I would like to ask our escort committee to please escort the mayor back to his office. We will... No, you don't have to stay in the office. You may be there for a while working on snow-related issues, but just to let everyone know, the board will be in a two-minute recess, and the mayor is also has provided some refreshments, I believe, in the hallway. Thank you again, Mr. Mayor, and our committee will escort you out. Thanks again. One item on second call, item 370-10 on page 8. At this time, I would like to recognize the Chair of Programs and Services, Alderman Sangiolo.
And the item is item number 370-10, Executive Secretary of the Election Commission, requesting Board of Aldermen approval for the municipal election calendar for 2011, which includes preliminary and general election dates and times, nomination paper filing, and petition filing deadlines, dates, and times. That was approved by 7-0.
Okay, I'd like to recognize Alderman Johnson, who had put the item on second call.
Thank you. It's just a point that on the calendar that was put on our desk this evening has no date for when papers, nomination papers are made available. So I ask through the chair that this please be amended and put in our packet, because we don't want this even going to the press as a calendar, because for anybody who's running, wouldn't know when to start. Okay?
And I'm sorry, Alderman Johnson.
On the calendar, it does not say when nomination papers are available.
Okay.
It says when they are due.
Usually the beginning of May.
Sometimes
okay.
May, but
okay.
I think that needs to be corrected before we publicize it.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'd like to recognize Alderman Twiston.
You said beginning of May, but if you recall, 2 years ago, the election commissioner actually made it available in March. So so we don't know what it is, and
okay.
I just wanted to say that it's different.
Through the chair, we will get the calendar amended, whether it is March or May or whatever date it may be, have that amended and in our packets for this week and obviously put on the city website. Is there anyone else that would like to be recognized in terms of item 370-10? Seeing none, I'll try to get this on a voice vote. All those in favor of the item will say aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. The item passes. Is there any other business before the board this evening? We will have some further information on the party this week. Alderman Danberg and Alderman Lappin are talking about it right now, as I can see. So, seeing no other business before the board, I'd like to recognize Alderman Shapiro.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move to adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment will say aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. Meeting adjourned at 8:50 p.m.